WRCO-FM in Richland Center, Wisconsin. Up next, the update at 7, sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts. Local people serving you with the good stuff. Jones Chevrolet, the car and truck people of Southwest Wisconsin. And Prem Meats and Catering of Spring Green. Small enough to know you, big enough to serve you. It's 43 degrees at 7 o'clock.
Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center is your local, family-owned, award-winning dealership. We've been serving you, your family, your friends, your grandparents, and maybe even your great-great-grandparents for a full century. In the past, our customers with less than perfect credit traveled to Madison to get vehicle financing. Great news! You don't have to drive and then sit and wait for 3 hours. Melanie at Jones Chevrolet can help. Don't be fooled by the big city hype. We have all of the big city banks available right here in Richland Center. Between our finance director, Scott Smith, and Special Finance Manager Melanie, we have decades of automotive financing expertise. When credit issues make things complicated, we simplify it, all within our Jones Chevrolet low-pressure sales approach. We have a no-cost, easy, 100% secure online credit application at joneschev.com. Guaranteed credit approvals for the first time in our area. We even do loans with our most popular local credit unions directly. Jones Chevrolet Richland Center, your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The FBI has an 18-year-old from Idaho under arrest on charges he was planning to attack local churches. Agents say Alexander Mercurio was inspired by the ISIS strike at a Russian concert hall last month. His arrest coming at the last possible minute, says former FBI Special Agent Brad Garrett.
Typically in undercover operations, you let a defendant work all the way up to the moment before he actually wants to launch an attack. And the FBI, apparently through an informant, actually did that.
Today is sentencing day for James and Jennifer Crumbly, parents of the Michigan mass shooter who killed four fellow students at his high school in 2021. Prosecutors are recommending between 10 and 15 years behind bars. The parents charged with involuntary manslaughter for not doing enough to stop the killings. Special Prosecutor Jack Smith asking the Supreme Court to make its final decision on absolute immunity for Donald Trump and his election interference case. This is ABC News. Officials in Cambodia are now investigating reports of YouTubers abusing monkeys at the Angkor Wat site. Some have been doused with water, the monkeys anyway, others touched inappropriately there. Tennessee, now the latest state to push ahead with new rules requiring parents to give permission before kids can get a social media account. The state Senate giving its approval to a new bill, says ABC's Chuck Sievertson.
Louisiana, Arkansas, Texas, and Utah have all passed measures requiring parental consent for children to use social media, though Arkansas's version is currently blocked as a federal lawsuit makes its way through court. Georgia sent a proposal to Governor Brian Kemp for his signature or veto last month. The Tennessee Senate approved its version with some changes, so the state House must approve them before it can go to Governor Bill Lee's desk. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Several sources tell Reuters that Tesla is scrapping plans for an entry-level vehicle, sometimes dubbed the Model 2. Elon Musk is disputing the story. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Looking to stock up your freezer? Check out Prem Meats in Spring Green for fantastic meat bundles. Busy families will love their famous heat and serve barbecue pork, chicken, and beef for quick and delicious meals on the go. Planning a graduation party? It's not too late to contact them for all of your catering needs. Don't forget to try their fresh take and bake pizzas and Friday fish carryout specials. Prem Meats and Catering, where quality meets affordability.
Tackle your next project with ease with Napa's Milwaukee line of tools. Heated jackets, vests, tool accessories, power tools, lighting, hand tools, storage, batteries, chargers, and so much more from Milwaukee and Napa. Milwaukee Tool has led the industry in developing innovative tools and worksite solutions. The most respected manufacturer of heavy-duty power tools, hand tools, instruments, and accessories. Milwaukee Tools in Napa, the perfect team, striving to make your days easier.
Here at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, we want to make the transition as easy as possible. Whether you are moving into assisted living, downsizing, or looking for a change, we got it. We are willing to work around your schedule. We offer delivery, setup, and disposal. We carry a variety of comfortable and functional pieces to fit everyone's needs, such as lift chairs, adjustable beds, and more. Stop into A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet to make your transition easier. Open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturdays, 9 to noon.
Helping you feel.
Spring is has sprung, and it's that time of year to clean out your drawers and files to safely dispose of confidential documents. WCCU Credit Union's Spring Shredding event will be held on Saturday, April 20th. So grab a few boxes and fill them up with tax returns, medical records, pay stubs, old checkbooks, junk mail, and any other confidential documents. The on-site shredding truck will be located in our Viroqua, Reedsburg, and Richland Center parking lots on Saturday, April 20th from 8:30 to 11:30 a.m. Maximum of 3 large boxes per person. For more details, contact any of our WCCU offices or visit us online at wccucreditunion.coop.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
Today's forecast calls for a mix of clouds and sun. We should hit the 60-degree mark. West winds around 10 expected. Clear to partly cloudy tonight, a low down to 39. Tomorrow's high near 70 degrees. For Wednesday night, 45 and 57 with showers likely Thursday. Breezy on Friday and 55 degrees. Saturday, 67 with a slight chance of a shower at night. West winds are at 3 miles per hour this morning after an earlier reading of 48. It is 43 degrees in Richland Center. Good morning from WRCO and WRCE. Good morning to the sunshine and blue skies.
Chevrolet that don't always run and the radio never turns down. He's got a pedigree that's no good for nothing, no commas in his bank account. But there's a girl at the hole in the wall where he plays. Don't take her eyes off the stage, she loves his southern drawl from north of Atlanta. That Silverado he got parked outside, loves it. Kissing for an hour in the parking lot, light is to good girls that can't keep from falling for bad boys that their daddies don't like. Small towns that keep staying small is to old trucks, young love, and Saturday nights. Saturday nights. As long as pawn shops sell beat up guitars to a kid with some hand-me-down keys. As long as leather jackets keep stealing hearts like Elvis and Cash and James Dean, there'll be a girl at the hole in the wall where he plays. Don't dig her eyes on the stage, she loves his southern drawl from north of Atlanta. That Silverado he got parked outside, loves it. For an hour in the parking lot, lighters. Good girls that can't keep from falling for bad boys that their daddies don't like. Small towns that keep staying small. Here's the old trucks, young love, and Saturday nights. Saturday nights. Take a gas. Some blue eyes and some beer in the back. Falling way too fast for a southern drawl from north of Atlanta. That Silverado he got parked outside, loves cracking 89 Alabama. Kissing for an hour in the parking lot, light ears to good girls that can't keep from falling for bad boys that their daddies don't like. Staying small, here's to old trips, young love, and Saturday nights. Saturday nights. Yeah, Saturday nights. Young love and Saturday.
Chris Young and Young Love and Saturday Night. Good morning. It is 10 minutes after 7 o'clock. Phil Nee with you as we keep you company today. As I mentioned earlier this morning, the Ithaca Lions auction, the consignment auction, is coming up later this month, final Sunday in April. And I mentioned that June might be willing to sell some stuff of mine, but and then I just got word from the Lions that they don't sell husbands at that auction. Just be aware of that. This is Luke Combs.
My big brother rode an Indian scout. He was black like his jacket. American spirit hanging out of his mouth. Just like our daddy. He kick-started that bike one night and broke mama's heart. Pointed that headlight west, out where the wild things are. He'd call me up every couple of weeks from South California. Talk about the desert and the Joshua tree, his pretty girl stories, and how he bought an Airstream trailer and a J45 guitar. Said, little brother, you'll love it out here, out where the wild things are. Oh, his heart's on fire and crazy dreams. Oh, the nights ignite like gasoline and light up those streets that never sleep. When the sky goes dark, out where the wild things are. I called my brother from the back of that plane the second I made it. We started drinking on the strip in L.A. And it got crazy. Ended up at a house in the hills with some Hollywood stars. Kissing on a blonde in a backyard pool. On fire and crazy dreams. Oh, and the nights ignite like gasoline. Oh, them Indian scouts, man, they're built for speed. And oh, they said he hit that guardrail at 3:30. Out where the wild things are.
Welcome to Richland Family Restaurant Studios, where great taste is more than just music.
Six months out at sea, be coming home soon on leave. I think of her as I stand here on the deck. Stars light the sky,
like a Kansas City night. Reflections on the water take me back. Kansas City lights in my mind, they shine so bright. She's waiting there, I've been away too long. Kansas City lights shine for me tonight. Watch over her. Sometimes it feels like no one cares. Waves are calm tonight as I take my pen and write. You're always in my dreams and in my prayers. Kansas City lights in my mind, they shine so bright. She's waiting. I feel the plane descending above the lights of Kansas City. And as the plane touches down, I see her standing there right now. Kansas City lights in my mind, they shine so bright. She's waiting there.
Steve Warner on WRCO. Henry Bray is in the house. Hooray, hooray. We'll check out what's going on, and it's Quizzy Poo Day coming up right after these words.
Wireless headphones. That'll be $200.
I'll use my Capital One Quicksilver card.
Now that's a hit. You used the Capital One Quicksilver card, which makes you the hero of every purchase. With Quicksilver, you earn unlimited 1.5% cash back on every purchase everywhere.
I wanted running music, but unlimited 1.5% cash back is pretty heroic.
Good instincts. Every hero needs a theme song. The Capital One Quicksilver card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Here's Andy Hipsch with market results from the equity sale on April 8th.
We had 436 head of day, 22 head of fat cattle day. High yielding choice Holstein steers, 156 to 166. Choice Holstein steers, 145 to 155. Select unfinished steers and heifers, 144 down. 148 head of slaughter cows day. The top 20% bring 120 to 145. The middle 60, 106 to 119. And the bottom 20%, 105 and down. Four bulls day. Most bulls, 128 to 138. 255 head of calves day. The top 80% Holstein bull calves bring 270 to 610. Quality Holstein heifer calves, 250 and down. Quality beef calves, 400 to 910. And the light poor quality calves, 100 down. And don't forget, we have a feeder sale on Thursday. If you have any questions or consignments, feel free to call the barn at 647-6151 or Andy at 434-4023. This has been Andy Hipsch from Equity Livestock. Have a great week.
Now is a good time to reflect on your pharmacy needs. If you're thinking about switching, the place to go for great service from people who care is the Richland Family Prescription Center. The staff and pharmacists do whatever it takes to help you. They're never too busy to answer questions. Their goal is to be your primary source of healthcare information. With everyone watching every penny, they know it's dangerous and unhealthy not to take your medicine as prescribed by your doctor. They've always matched any price and honor any prescription program. They also work with you and your doctor to find less expensive medications. And the Richland Family Prescription Center features free in-town delivery and free mailing. The Richland Family Prescription Center, where you and your family always come first.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Since 1974, Templin Agri Builders has been your service for barn remodeling, machine sheds, calf or young cattle housing, garages, and homes. Talk with Templin Agri Builders soon at 585-3101. The Templin crew builds the finest pole buildings for farm, commercial, and home, plus siding, roofing, and cement work. Get it done right and get it done local. Call 585-3101 for a free estimate. Templin Agri Builders, ready to go to work for you.
Whether it's on the farm, at the job site, or just the front lawn, Napa has the parts to get the job done. Hydraulic hoses, PTO drive shafts, even bucket teeth are just some of the parts that can be found at Napa. For smaller equipment like lawnmowers, snowblowers, or snowmobiles, we carry essential maintenance items such as belts, filters, and fluids. Stop in today at Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Highway 14 East Richland Center and Highway 61 Bosqueville.
Richland Hospital and Clinics, we're committed to providing heart and stroke care that aligns with the latest research-based treatment guidelines. Studies show patients can recover better when these guidelines are consistently followed. We're proud to be recognized by the American Heart Association for our achievement in the Get With The Guidelines Coronary Artery Disease Quality Program. Another way the Richland Hospital and Clinics is working to improve health care for you and your family.
Tuesday's Roundup is sponsored by Added Touch Floral and Gifts and Julie Karen State Farm. It's game day on the show, so tune in for fun and all the latest updates you need to kick off your day.
It's time for the Roundup.
Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out. Ride them in.
Ladies and gentlemen, there he is.
Steve-rack.
The old umpire.
How you doing, buddy?
Not bad there, Hank.
Hey, I don't know if you got the score of the Ithaca game last night, but it was 6-3.
Yeah, I was there, but I didn't get the final score, so no.
You were there, but wasn't. How are you doing, buddy?
Hey, I'm doing well.
Good, good. Mm-hmm. I got a new sippy cup today.
I see that. Sippy cup that you can't spill on yourself.
That I can't spill, or, right. Well.
Oh, there you did. You already made a mess.
I already made a mess. So. How are you doing today?
Not bad.
Good. Good, yeah. good ball game last night.
Yeah. Yeah, it was.
And three Civic Media members were there. Three WRCO members.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Three items or less Hess. And
he was there.
Never stopped talking Phil and the old guy in the front office.
Doing the umpiring.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I didn't make one sale last night.
No, you probably didn't.
No.
No.
So anyway, kids played well.
You didn't, you didn't make anybody mad, I don't think.
Well, if I did, I didn't hear them.
Okay.
Because the more I hear, the less I see. And some coaches even think I'm already blind. So, but anyway, how's it going?
Yeah. I'm just a little nervous. It's quiz day.
It is quiz day. Uh-huh. I have 115 questions for you, Phil.
Oh, wow.
So, but we're only going to take 10 of them.
Okay. All right. I'll put my name on my paper.
Are you doing anything tonight?
I am at Richland Center.
Are you?
Hornets host Weston.
Okay.
So it's a nice one for us.
Oh, yeah.
A couple of teams on for the area.
Yeah.
Yep.
And Weston won last night, I think.
They did.
Yeah. Good for them.
Kickapoo.
Yep. So, all right, young man, 10 questions on just about anything.
Okay. Potpourri.
Yes, it's a potpourri of a lot of things that we need. The first one is, the first couple are multiple choice, okay?
All right.
What is the rarest M&M color, Phil?
Inquiring minds want to know.
Blue, red, green, or brown? The rarest M&M color. A is blue, B is red, C is green, D is brown.
Okay.
Okay. What country? Which country is the largest by land area? Is it A, Russia, B, Australia, C, China, D, United States?
Hmm. All right.
What is the largest mammal in the world? Hmm. Mammal. Is it an African elephant, the blue whale, the giraffe, or the hippopotamus? Tough questions, huh?
Boy.
Yeah. Oh, Henry. Oh, Hanky Poo went to the deep in the back of the book for these.
Yeah, he did. Yep. I missed some of those when I was listening out in the hall. It was always
missed
hard.
All of them, didn't
it? Was
you?
Always hard to hear.
Yes.
It really was. Yeah. Yep.
Just like your mother saying, don't call me. I don't call you when he's in trouble here.
She said, we pay taxes for your salary so that you can give him an education. And we don't care what you do with him, but we don't want him here, so you educate him. Whoa! You know, that comes from somebody that taught in a one-room school. Yeah, you had to, you had eighth graders that were probably, you know, a little bit rowdy and things
and
like
you're
that.
Just going, wow, thanks, Mom.
Yeah, I was until I got home, and then it wasn't very much.
Yeah. Yeah. How many hearts does an octopus have? 1, 2, 3, or 4? How many hearts does an octopus have? 1, 2, 3, or 4?
All right.
Which flower is often associated with spring, Philip? Is it a tulip, rose, sunflower, or an orchid?
All right.
True or false? If a batted ball hits the plate and then bounces fair in baseball or softball, it is considered a foul ball. True or false? A batted ball that hits the runner is considered a dead ball. True or false? Bulls charge at the sight of a red cape. True or false?
Okay.
All right. Eating carrots improves your eyesight. Is that true or false?
All right.
What number are we on? 10?
10.
Here's the tough one.
Ooh.
All right.
I thought they all were tough.
All right. The Phantom Triple Play, this is true or false, all right? Is this am I making this up? Or the Phantom Triple Play is a hypothetical scenario that occur in baseball under very specific conditions, Phil. It involves three outs being recorded on a single play without any fielder physically touching the ball. Is that true or false?
Had to think about it.
All right, my man. Which is the rarest M&M color, Philip? Blue, red, green, or brown?
I'm going with brown.
No, it's blue.
Really?
Yep.
I'll have to look.
I thought brown was there, too.
I have a bag of them. Yeah, I don't know if that's an Urban Legend or not, but there was a group, and I believe it may have been Van Halen, that on their rider for their concert... They requested that they only wanted brown M&Ms.
Really?
Yeah. Or maybe they didn't want any. Whatever it was, somebody had to pick them out. I know that.
Wow.
So that's just, you know, being famous. And
now, I didn't say what kind of M&M.
Well,
but see, there is a lot of brown chocolate M&Ms.
I have, you know, peanut M&Ms are the only ones that I really, really like. And
I like peanut M&Ms.
But I think there's blue ones in.
Oh, there's blue, but they say it's the rarest.
The rarest, okay.
So.
Well, maybe I have a bag of M&Ms that's valuable. Do you ever think of that?
Maybe you do.
Maybe my day is coming. Since I didn't win the NCAA Civic Media.
You didn't win it?
Well, I don't think so. I haven't looked today, but I think I needed Purdue to win. I picked UConn and Purdue in the top in the championship game, but I think I needed. So we'll have to see if some slimy snake beat me or not.
Was it me?
It was my chance to get my moment in the sun and get the glory.
Well, and it rained.
Yep. Oh, well.
All right. Which country is the largest by land area? Is it Russia, Australia, China, or United States?
It's Russia.
It is Russia. Woo! Good job.
Back on track, baby.
Yep. What is the largest mammal in the world? Is it an African elephant, a whale, giraffe, or hippopotamus? I should say blue whale or giraffe or hippopotamus.
I went with the blue whale.
It is. That is a blue whale. How many hearts does an octopus have, Phil?
3.
Yep.
Woo-hoo.
Yep.
I think I may have had that on one of my quizzes. Before.
I think I do. Which we keep giving you tests of the same answers.
Yeah, I know.
Until you get them right. Which flower is often associated with spring?
Tulip.
It is a tulip.
Yay.
Tulips. There ain't nothing better than kissing in the spring with your two lips. Two lips. Oh, boy.
Boy.
Yeah. Turn around.
No. We've had requests for you not to do that. So.
Really?
Yep. No. FCC came in and said, tell him, he's tone deaf. We don't want that anymore. So.
Oh.
Yep. Sorry.
Dead skunk in the middle of the road. If a batted ball hits the plate and then bounces fair, it's considered a foul ball. True or false?
That's true.
No, it's false.
Is it false?
Yeah. So here's another question for you.
Okay.
So if I bunt a ball.
Right.
Okay. And it hits the plate and lands on the plate, is it fair or foul?
Well, that's fair then, right?
It is a fair ball because the plate is inside of the playing field.
Okay.
All right. So if a ball hits it and then goes fair, it is considered a fair ball.
Okay. So the what was the question again? Maybe I misunderstood.
If a batted ball hits the plate and then bounces fair, it's considered a foul ball.
Okay. Okay. Yep.
You knew what you were doing. I'm going to give you that one.
No. I just, again, on my report card, I wasn't listening carefully.
I will put that down.
I was thinking about what amusing thing I could say and not worrying about my quiz.
Right.
Yeah. Sorry.
That's all right. Well, you will have no games tomorrow night for that. A batted ball that hits a runner is considered a dead ball.
I put false.
It is false.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not automatically dead.
Okay.
So, and what that means is this. If I'm running from second to third, you hit a ball in shortstop and it hits me, all right, that ball is not dead yet. Even though I would be out.
Yeah, off the batted ball.
Off the batted
and
ball.
And it hits you, you're out.
Yeah, that's correct. But the ball is still alive.
Oh, sure. Yeah, right. I see. Yep.
Yeah. Bulls charge at the sight of a red cape.
That's false.
It is false. Bulls are actually colorblind. It's the movement that triggers their response.
Yeah, but why do they use a red cape, I wonder, in bullfighting?
It's been myth for years.
Ah, okay.
Eating carrots improves your eyesight.
That's got to be false.
It is false. While carrots are rich in vitamin A, essential for eye health, they don't directly improve the eyesight.
Yep. I like carrots, but I still have to wear my cheaters.
Yep.
So.
Well, look at me. I forgot my glasses today, so I had to go back to the cheaters.
I see that.
Yeah. So it was a tough drive in.
Uh-huh. I like the nose piece on there, though, and the mustache.
And the eyebrows.
Looking good, yeah.
The Phantom Triple Play is a hypothetical scenario that can occur in baseball under very specific circumstances. It involves three outs being recorded on a single play without any fielder physically touching the ball. Is that true or false?
It's got to be true.
It is true. Here's the scenario, Phil. Bases are loaded, no outs.
All right.
The batter hits a fly ball deep into outfield. The outfielder catches the ball for the first out.
All right.
Okay. The base runners, believing the ball will drop, all leave their bases and begin advancing. The outfielder throws the ball to the infield where the shortstop or second baseman fakes a tag on a base runner who is off the base. All base runners think they've been tagged out, start returning to their original bases. The infielder throws the ball into the baseman at the base of the lead runner was headed to, completing the force out for the second out. All right. The baseman then throws to another infielder covering a different base, completing the force out on another base runner for the third out. In this scenario, three outs are recorded on the play without any fielder touching the ball directly. It is an extremely rare and unlikely event, but it's theoretically possible under the rules of baseball in today's world.
Wow. So it's hit to because he throws to what? What throws to who?
And I don't know.
And I don't give a darn. Yeah. What? He's playing right field.
He's playing right field. Yeah. Well, who's pitching?
Yeah. No. Who's at first base? Yeah, who's on first?
What's pitching?
I don't remember the whole scenario.
I don't know. That is a great song. Or it's a great
yeah.
melody. I love that song. Anyway,
yeah,
I've taken up enough of your time, Phil. How many did you get, bud?
Eight right.
And not bad.
Not bad. No, not bad. It's not a fridge hanger. I can't cover up Adam Hess's fine
work. But here's the thing, though. If it was three or more, we could hang it.
Three or more?
If you miss three or more, because Adam Hess can only allow three runs.
Oh, I see.
So, anyway, everybody have a great day and everybody be kind.
That's old Hank Bray.
Best part of waking up is coffee in my cup. Oh, in the Roundup. Hank and it's, Hank, who's the other guy?
Is it the guy that does Prime Mover?
No, it's Phil. You know, Phil Nee.
Oh, right. The one that does the Saturday Night Show.
Speaking of Saturday nights, Ryan, do you know what deductible means?
Of course I do. Them ducks down at the pond all the time.
No. An auto policy deductible is what you pay out of pocket on a claim before your insurance covers the rest. To talk more about your deductibles, give Julie Karen State Farm a call today.
Added Touch Floral and Gifts is here to help you during the important times of your life, such as weddings, funerals, birthdays, and anniversaries. With Added Touch's experienced staff, you can rest assured you'll get exactly what you want. See Added Touch's wonderful display of fresh flowers, unique gifts, cards, balloons, candles, wine, and more. Added Touch Floral and Gifts, your friendly full-service florist on Main Street, Richland Center, 647-2319, or find them on the web at addedtouchfloral.com, and be sure to like them on Facebook.
Hey, Jamie from Badgerland Flooring. Did you know we offer full kitchen and bath remodels? Custom handmade cabinets by Dura Supreme, custom quartz countertops by Cambria, and custom tiled walk-in showers, backsplashes, and floors. From start to finish, we are your one-stop shop. If you can dream it, we can build it. Visit our showroom on Highway 14 East, Richland Center. Call 608-649-3567 or check us out on Facebook or at badgerlandflooring.com.
An Evening with Spirit is coming Friday, April 26th at 7:30 p.m. at the Temple Theater in downtown Viroqua. Join renowned psychic medium Molly Morningstar for an unforgettable evening where the guests of honor are your loved ones in spirit. During this group event, she will connect with random audience members and demonstrate her unique ability to provide evidence of continuing connections to those we love in the afterlife. Purchase your tickets at ridgesandriversbookfestival.org.
Supported by Travel Wisconsin.
Please record your message.
Hey, it's me, your car. I hate to bother you again, but you hearing these sounds? Sounds like this and this. I mean, those screeches could be my brakes. And those clunky noises, I have no idea. One thing is for certain, the team at TC Auto Works in Richland Center has the brains and equipment to diagnose and repair all my issues. They service and repair all vehicles, foreign and domestic. So call now for an appointment. 608-383-1700. TC Auto Works, Highway 14 East, Richland Center. Call now.
Are you looking for quality cattle? Head to the Richland Cattle Center every Wednesday at 11:30. This week's auction includes a herd from Joe Zinzer of Racine County. 25 head of Holstein dairy cows is coming for this auction. AI sired and bred on DHIA test, averaging 75 to 80 pounds daily in the tank. Two purebred Jerseys are also included, plus fresh cows, two-year-olds, milking and breadback cows, springing cows, first calf heifers, bred heifers, open heifers of all ages, and baby heifer and bull calves. For up-to-date listings, visit stateauction.com. And don't miss the Richland Cattle Center sale at Ithaca every Wednesday starting at 11:30, your source for top-notch cattle.
Hi, this is Teresa Clary with Clary Memorial Funeral Home. With today's rising inflation, now is the perfect time to pre-plan and pre-fund your funeral with coverage from Pekin Insurance through Clary Memorial Funeral Home. Your pre-funded policy, called Pathway, is guaranteed and can be used anywhere in the United States. Call today and protect against future inflation with a Pathway policy from Pekin Insurance. Contact Josh Clary at Clary Memorial Funeral Home for more information.
This day in history, some movie trivia. It was West Side Story winning the Academy Award for Best Picture. The year was 1962. 1984, Terms of Endearment was the big winner at the Academy Awards. June used to really like that movie. And then, of course, at the end, it's all sad. And like, why do you watch this? You cry at the end of it every time, you know? So, kind of like our wedding. Anyway, 2023, the Super Mario Brothers movie would prove to be a surprisingly huge hit at the box office as well. That was just a year ago. Coming up, birthdays and anniversaries, sponsored by The Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be.
From infants to men size 19, The Shoebox has shoes for the whole family in the latest styles and fashions. Boots by Columbia, Wolverine, Cat, High Tech, Skechers, Bear Paw, and more. Even football, basketball, baseball, and track cleats. Visit The Shoebox, a local Wisconsin company, and it's a win-win for you and the community. Shop elsewhere, and your money says goodbye. The Shoebox, located in Black Earth, where you receive service like it ought to be.
Happy birthday today from Little Willow Birthday Club to Dan Hardy, Chris Fry, and Rodney Schultz. From the Bloom City Town Crier, we salute Chris Fry, Zach Goebel, and Rodney Schultz. To Zach Tony Sr., have a great day today. Enjoy your special day. Love you from Mom. to the Z-Man. Have a great day today. To Chris Fry from Lori and the guys, have a happy birthday. Elsewhere, what do we have? Rodney Schultz from Sister Linda. Also to Rodney, happy birthday from Kevin and Teresa Carlson, Ziva and Lucy. Happy birthday wishes to Rodney Schultz. Have an awesome day from Lorraine and Monty and the Country Gold Band and from the Twin Bluffs Fan Club. Perhaps Rodney can get a toy tractor for his birthday and go out and play in the sandbox today. Whatever. Have a good one there, my friend. Happy 32nd birthday to Jacob Jones. Love from Mom, Dad, Josh, Zaina, Isaiah, Jenna, Julia, Colton, and Audrey. Happy birthday wishes from the Muscatine Blue River and Avoca Lions today to Leanne Loffenberg, to Dave Miles, to Benna Lucille Shemek. Happy anniversary, Lindsay and Alvin Frazier. Also, Lori and Bill McCormick, and Lindsay and Brandon Hellenbrand, all celebrating today. Happy birthday from the RC Lions to Ashley Sutton, Jacob Jones, Harper Foley, Dean Huth, and Helen Perry. Happy anniversary, Jamie and Roxanne Sander, and Dick and Janice Hughes. Happy birthday to Carol Knockreiner from Brian, Aaron, Dane, Mallory, Weston, and Leighton. Happy anniversary to Dale and Ann Knockreiner from Brian, Aaron, Dane, Mallory, Weston, and Leighton. Have a great day. We have a note that says, to my loving husband, Dale Knockreiner, from your wife, Ann, 41 years together today. How about that? And to Ann Knockreiner from husband Dale, with all my love, have a great day. In fact, I spoke with Dale earlier. He said he and Ann were out in the barn working today, celebrating their anniversary. That's old school, my friends. Congratulations and best wishes.
Happy birthday or anniversary from J.J. Walsh Jewelers. This is Jamie, and I would like you to consider shopping at my jewelry store for your loved ones' birthdays and anniversaries. We've become Southwest Wisconsin's premier diamond jeweler for a reason. We listen and deliver the gifts you want. Dazzling diamonds, sparkling gold and silver, all at prices for every shopper. Remember, J.J. Walsh Jewelers, for making birthday and anniversary memories. Downtown Richland Center.
Richland Electric Cooperative would like to invite its members to the 88th Annual Meeting, Saturday, April 13th. The meeting will be held at the Richland Electric Cooperative Service Center, located at 30 East Robb Road. Registration will take place at 8:30. The business meeting follows at 9. All members registered will receive a $20 bill credit. Just a reminder, your registration label can be found on the front page of the Wisconsin Energy Cooperative News Magazine. We hope to see you Saturday, April 13th, for the 88th Annual Meeting of Richland Electric Cooperative. We're at 44 degrees in Richland Center, headed toward 60, headed toward an update on the news with Joanne Krulatz. Here's one for our special couples.
'Cause your love takes good care of me. Yes, your the storm is on the sea, I'll be safe. Your love takes care of me. When life for me gets weary and the sun refuses to shine, I'll run to the arms of the one I love, and there I'll hide. You know just what to do and say. You make my life worthwhile. And when I look into your face, I see heaven in your smile. And your love takes good care of me. Yes, your storm is on the sea, I'll be safe. Your love takes care of me. I'll be safe. Your love takes care of me.
Matt Green, your love takes care of me. I'll check sports next hour. Lots of high school games and events that went on yesterday, and a look ahead at today's schedule as well. And the Brewers with a wild one. They lost 10-8. I thought they were going to come back and win it last night after being down 8-0. We'll have details next hour in sports.
Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture are now offering warranty on your furniture. If you have kids, pets, spills, stains, or damage, no problem. UltraCare will help protect your new furniture investment. We have multiple levels that can cover a single item or a full room of furniture. If you have food or drink stains, massage units and components, tear or rip, and more, don't worry, it's covered. Protect your investment. Stop in for more details at Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture & Mattress in downtown Richland Center.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good morning. It is a sunny 44 degrees in Richland Center at 7:45. WRCO and WRCE News is sponsored by Walsh's Ace Hardware, Jones Chevrolet Buick, and Town & Country TV & Appliance. Mix of clouds and sun today with a high of 60. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy with a low of 39. Currently in Richland Center, we have westerly winds at 2 to 4 miles per hour. And after a low of 43, we're back up to 44 degrees.
Hello, everyone. Brian from Walsh's. On Thursday, April 11th, Walsh's in Richland Center and Muscadet is having a sale on all steel products. Right now, the MS-170 and the 162 chainsaw are $179.99, and the FS-A57 trimmer is $149.99. And on that day only, all chainsaws and trimmers are 5% off and 10% off on all steel accessories. And one more great deal is bring in your chainsaw chains and we will sharpen them for only $1 each. That's right, $1. And new chains are still buy one and get the next one half off. So stop in at Muscadet or Richland Center to get your steel products. And as always, thank you and we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Good morning from the Civic Media News Desk. I'm Joanne Krulatz. Two Dodgeville teens who were reported missing last week were found safe in Iowa yesterday. Holly Gerton, 16, and Jonathan Lindahl, 17, were reported to have left Dodgeville April 1st. They were seen at the Belmont Travel Center later that day, and police said there was a potential sighting of them in Delavan on April 4th. Dodgeville police said yesterday that both teens were located safe in Iowa, but did not say where in Iowa they were found. Richland School Board Administrator Steve Board reported the official referendum results at last night's school board meeting. Question 2, involving capital improvements at a cost of $27 million, passed by a slimmer margin than reported on election night following the canvassing Thursday. Question 2 passed by 8 votes, 1,156 to 1,148. Question 1, allowing the district to exceed the levy limit over the next 4 years for a total of $9.8 million, passed 1,223 to 1,076, a difference of 147 votes. Board stated that the district will soon begin moving forward with the improvements in a transparent bidding process. He added that this is the largest expense in building projects the district has moved forward with, as the high school, when it was built, was $15 million. It was also reported that the next steps in the capital referendum timeline generally include hiring contractors and architects, writing specifications, and creating bids for projects. These processes will likely run into the fall and winter of 2024. The most significant opportunity to begin referendum construction projects will be in the spring and summer of 2025. If the school year started and ended earlier than usual, it would naturally allow more days for contractors to work. Wisconsin state statutes prohibit school calendars from beginning prior to September 1st. There is a waiver process through the Department of Public Instruction. One of the potential reasons for a waiver to begin school before September 1st is for construction in school buildings. The consensus among board members was that it is too late in the year for any changes to next year's calendar. The Richland School District will be applying for 3 grants. Dr. Sherry Johnson, Director of Curriculum and Instruction, explained what each grant is to the school board members. The 2024-25 Peer Mentoring Grant is a shared grant with another school district. $25,000 is shared with the other district to be put toward growing a peer review by observing other teachers and mentoring programs. A portion of the grant will be used to fund the Richland School District's participation in the Dane County New Teacher Project. The Dane County New Teacher Project offers many pieces of training and support groups, professionals for access by members. There is a yearly consortium fee of approximately $6,700, which gives the district access to the program. With this access, officials would learn how to better provide professional development, how to revamp and improve the district's mentorship program, and support for administrators supporting new teachers. The Dane County New Teacher Project has found another district to team with and will help in writing the grant. It is due in May and can be used through the next school year. The Wisconsin Resource Center for Charter Schools stipend for charter school design teams is a $10,000 grant to be used for governance board training, help with writing handbooks and bylaws, visit other charter schools, and pay for developing a marketing plan. This work will be done by the end of July. And the Immigrant Children and Youth Grant is only available to districts that have a 25% increase in their newcomer population of students who have not attended school in the United States. The purpose of this grant is to provide enhanced educational instructional opportunities for the district's newcomer students and their families. The focus is hoped to be surrounding social-emotional learning and trauma-informed education. In other action items, the board approved a memorandum of understanding with the Paquette Center for Psychological Services for 2024-25. In the fall of 2020, the American Academy of Pediatrics, the Children's Hospital Association, and the American Academy of Child and Adolescent Psychiatry declared an emergency in child and adolescent mental health. School districts are seeing more referrals for mental health that go beyond schools' capacities and are beginning to tap into community resources, such as professional mental health agencies, to provide either in-person or teletherapy within the school buildings. Last year, the board approved an MOU with Paquette Center for Psychological Services to provide counseling services to students. The services the students received were deemed a success by students, parents, and staff. The agreement is at no cost to the district. The expectations and duties of both the school district and Paquette are clearly established, as well as how students are referred for counseling services. An insurance contract with Wright Specialties for property liability, crime, and workers' compensation insurance at a combined annual premium of $162,945 and an increase to the employee health insurance plan with Quartz and a 0% increase to the employee dental insurance plan with Delta for the 2024-25 school year. The district's participation in fee of $250 in the Sweep 1 and Sweep 2 agreements for the 2024-25 school year. A consortium of school districts has benefited from mutual ownership of equipment for landscaping and turf repair. Richland has been a participant in these agreements for a number of years. The other school districts in the consortium include Belmont, Boscobel, Darlington, Dodgeville, Highland, Iowa Grant, Mineral Point, Pecatonica, Prairie du Chien, River Valley, Riverdale, Seneca, and Waseca. An agreement between the City of Richland Center Parks and Recreation and the Richland School District for the 2024-2026 was also approved. The agreement allows each entity to use the other's facilities and grounds. Steve Board also announced the reorganization of the Richland School Board will be held at the meeting scheduled April 22nd. Joanna Ford, 31, of Mineral Point, was sentenced last week in Iowa County Court for the death of a 4-month-old child in her care. Wyatt Hamlin suffered a severe traumatic brain injury while in her care. Ford was sentenced to 10 years in prison with 10 years of extended supervision on a charge of neglecting a child causing death. She was also sentenced to 1 year of prison time and 2 years of extended supervision for each of the 4 child neglect charges against her to be served consecutively with the time being served for homicide. Joanna Ford was also sentenced to 1 year jail time to be served in the Wisconsin prison system on a retail theft charge. She was also ordered to pay $281 in restitution to Walmart. She will be credited for 55 days served. Rural mental health care provider Sarah Kieski has announced her candidacy for the 14th Senate District. Kieski is a lifelong Wisconsinite raised on a dairy farm in Cashton. She owns her own mental health practice in Lodi and is a longtime community activist. The new 14th Senate District includes Richland and Sauk counties and parts of Columbia, Juneau, and Adams. The former owner of a northeastern Wisconsin dinosaur-themed gas station chain was expected to announce a run for Congress in a heavily Republican district Monday after receiving the endorsement of Donald Trump over the weekend. Tony Wide, who owned 6 Dino Stop gas stations and convenience stores, was expected to join the race for the open 8th congressional district seat caused by the surprise early retirement of Representative Mike Gallagher. 2 other Republicans and 1 Democrat have already announced their candidacies. Trump Sunday posted his endorsement of Wide on social media. The primary is August 13th.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. We love to help you choose a new Chevrolet. We love to help with maintenance, repairs, and accessories, too. Schedule a service appointment, see our inventory, connect with a sales professional, and get pre-approved for competitive financing at JonesChev.com. Come see the exciting new Chevrolets. Jones Chevrolet, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
Today is Tuesday, April 9th. Michael Call, 73, of Richland Center, formerly of Bear Valley, died Wednesday at the William S. Middleton Memorial Veterans Hospital after a battle with dementia and PTSD. Funeral services will be held this morning at 11 at St. Mary of the Assumption Catholic Church in Richland Center, with military rites to follow by the local Military Memorial Honors Unit. Burial will be held in St. Killian's Cemetery at a later date. Friends may call at St. Mary of the Assumption Catholic Church this morning from 10 until the time of Mass at 11. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center is assisting the family with arrangements for Michael Call, 73, of Richland Center, formerly of Bear Valley. Deborah Ann Burke, 71, of Richland Center, died last Tuesday. Funeral services will be held Thursday at 11 at St. Mary of the Assumption Catholic Church in Richland Center, with burial to follow in St. Mary's Catholic Cemetery. Friends may call at the church Thursday from 10:30 until the time of Mass at 11. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Deborah Ann Burke, 71, of Richland Center. Donna Joy Elliott, 70, of Richland Center, died Wednesday. A celebration of life will be held Friday at 12:30 at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Burial will be held at a later date. Friends may call at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home Friday from 10 until the time of service at 12:30. Donna Joy Elliott, 70, of Richland Center. Wallace Cooper and Elliott will be closed all day Friday to allow staff to attend the services. Leonard E. Speary, 83, of Boscobel, died Saturday unexpectedly at Gunderson Boscobel Area Hospital. Funeral services will be held Saturday at 11 at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. The local military honors unit will provide graveside rites at Basswood Cemetery. Friends may call at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home Saturday from 9:30 until the time of service at 11. Leonard E. Speary, 83, of Boscobel. Dennis Brown, 73, of Muscadet, died Wednesday. A celebration of life will be held Saturday from noon until 2 at the Muscadet Sportsman's Club. Burial will be held in St. Malachi's Catholic Cemetery, Clyde, at a later date. The family requests no flowers, but donations in Dennis's name be directed to a charity of your choice in the greater Muscadet area or a veterans organization. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center is assisting the family with arrangements for Dennis Brown, 73, of Muscadet. In birth news from the Richland Hospital, Tiffany and Logan Olson had a son, Luke Logan.
Is it spring yet? Well, it is at Town & Country TV and Appliance. After a long winter, they're ready for a spring fling sellout from April 8th through April 20th. Store-wide markdowns on popular Whirlpool, Amana, KitchenAid, and Maytag products ready for you. Stretch your dollar with no interest payment plans for up to 18 months. Visit them at 2490 Highway 14 East, next to Goodwill, or shop online at townandcountryrc.com.
ABC News at 8 o'clock on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCE 107.7 FM and 1450 AM in Richland Center is brought to you by Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales insurance agents, and interior design services, and by Feral Gas, with great service and a reliable propane supply from passionate professional employee owners. Looking for a high today of 60, it's 45 degrees.